Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching on YouTube, you already see I have a guest with me today. Welcome, Angel. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. How's
it
going?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for bringing me.
Of course. So Angel is actually, became an industry friend that I had met along the way, and now he's became really close to my family and I, so super cool, super cute. We met, I would say, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah, I would say like 2018, 2019.
Yeah, so yeah. We were both, I was a teenager, but you were a teenager too, right?
I think I was, yeah, I was like 19 or 20.
Okay.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, so we've seen the like glow ups of us as humans and as industry.
The growth,
yeah, all
everything.
The things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Angel, can you give us a little intro of like who you are?
Yeah, I'm Angel. Of course, I've been part of Dream Team for 5 years. I work at a school with kids who have learning disabilities. I'm a dad. That's about it. Yeah,
and an actor.
And an actor, of course.
A boom sound operator.
Oh, yeah, boom
and
mic operator
assistant.
This year. Yeah, dude, a lot of new things, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk about that stuff in a bit. But I think it's really cool hearing all the different, like, avenues you're a part of, because you have the, like, family vibe of like being a dad, having a family,
very busy,
and then you have your job working at a school, which is also like an amazing sweet thing that you do, and then you have, you know, your fun stuff, which is like being an actor.
Yeah.
Angel is currently a part of the production team and will be acting in the movie 40 Before 40, which is something that we've been talking about on social media under Dream Team Productions. So all the fun things that we are kind of doing here, but it's really special seeing the skill set you've like grown throughout the past 5 years, which I think is really cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially working with like Michael and Ralphie and like how close we are. It's crazy how like you go girl when we started with that. I feel like I was so young and acting was so new to me, and just at the point I'm at now, I feel so much more comfortable, and the growth is just amazing. I mean, mentally, spiritually, physically, it's crazy to see where we started from. So
and you were one of the first signed Dream Teams, I feel like.
Yeah,
because Dream Team came out in 2018.
Yeah,
so you were an OG, and then you kind of stayed with us, grew with us, like you're saying, and it's only the beginning, so that's also really exciting.
Right, it's all fresh still. But no, I mean, when I signed with Dream Team, well, we do you want to start talking about it started with me doing, well, one of my buddies, he kept showing like pictures of him on set on all these Chicago shows. And I reached out to him. I'm like, well, you know, how are you doing this? I've always wanted to become an actor. As a kid, that was one of my things. Like, I always wanted to be an actor. I had friends like, oh, I want to be a police officer, firefighter, all these other things. I said, I want to be an actor. So I reached out to him, and then he told me, oh, you could be an extra on these shows. You don't need an agent, but if you want an agent, you need to get headshots and then email them and ask for an audition. So I did background for a little while before I reached out to Vilma, and then I realized I don't want to do background. I want to be in a production and say, you know, lines. So then I reached out to Vilma, and she didn't respond right away. I think I harassed her like 3 times. I think I emailed her like 3 times, like, hey, I was just checking in, wondering if you've seen my last 2 emails.
Aww.
And then finally she responded, and she's like, yeah, you could come in and audition. That was at the old office.
Yep.
And I came in, I had a monologue ready. I used the same monologue I used for like I had a college class, and it was like my final. So I'm like, I'm just gonna roll with this. And she liked it. So she reached out to me, I think, a couple days later, and she's like, yeah, you're signed. I'm going to send you a couple documents. So then I signed with her, and that's how it started. So since then, I've been on Chicago PD, which is amazing, a huge milestone for me.
Yes.
But I'm not signed with any other agencies. Like, I feel like I owe a loyalty to your mom, to Dream Team. And I was very like when I was going through Facebook trying to find an agency, I liked your mom's profile. Like, I liked Dream Team. I'm like, oh man, she's, the words that she says, it's very uplifting. It seems like a very family, like, oriented business, and I wanted to be a part of it. So
that's so sweet. Well, the loyalty is obvious, and we so appreciate that. You are literally a household name. Like, you, Michael, if we all, like, our crew that we work with on the production side, like, you guys are all household names. Like, we think of you often. Like, we talk about you often in positive ways. I think, and I remember you, I don't know if I think I was helping with the check-in at that OG audition signing, open casting in 2018. And I remember after you left, my mom was like, man, he's such a good kid. He's so genuine. You're obviously Hispanic, and like, you've had mild, you know, things you had to overcome in life. And my mom really resonated with that. And so I think as a human, you like were a gem in that sense. And then you also had the passion and like the skill set that she obviously knew she wanted to work with and develop and encourage and support. So it's definitely a mutual experience for sure.
For sure. Well, your mom made, you got, well, you guys all made it so easy for me. I mean, it felt like, well, the first day that we filmed, you go, girl, I was so nervous. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But then like, I'm like, wow, these guys are like, I feel like I'm with my siblings and my mother.
Yeah.
Like, it's perfect. Like,
yeah.
So she made me feel, you know, super comfortable, which is, you know, to this day, she's literally like my mom.
That's so
cute. You're like a sister.
Yeah.
Amaya's like a little sister.
Yeah. You and Amaya are like,
Michael and Ralph, you're our brothers.
Big brothers. It's totally. Crazy. It's a legit community. It's the cutest thing. I always think you and Amaya are very similar.
Yeah.
With like your energies, and like that's the biggest compliment, because obviously we.
Yeah, Amaya's pretty.
We praise Amaya. If anyone in the family would be like, she's the one you want to be like, and Amaya's my younger sister. She is just also a gem and like the sweetest, but also super calm and just like really hands on, like good at everything, down for anything, and like just has. We call her like a Renaissance woman, because like she has like every skill set, and if she doesn't, she'll figure it out. And I feel like we've seen that with you as well, like on set and everything.
Yeah. She's got a little artistic side.
Totally.
Too, like,
totally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So it's cute, but also so quiet and calm.
Oh yeah.
And just there. And when you speak though, it's always like something funny or something clever, or something that we need to hear. So it's just like super cool, like seeing the dynamics with everything.
Yeah. For sure.
Very sweet, I think. And I think, like I said, it's only the beginning, and like you've been there since the beginning. So obviously we're going to continue to grow together, which is really
for
important.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. And yeah, and for context, You Go Girl is a little like web series thing that we filmed in the very beginning with Dream Team Productions like 5-6 years ago. And Angel and I actually starred in it together. So I think we've really got to see that growth. And then in other future projects, I guess at the time now, they're current projects we've been working on.
Yeah.
Angel and I also acting in it. So it's kind of cute seeing the dynamics of how things grow.
For sure, yeah.
And everything, for sure.
Yeah, seeing like the difference between each project and how we're just like upgrading and elevating each year is
a big deal.
Cool.
Totally, yeah. I do want to get more into the industry, but first I also would like to ask you the question I ask every guest, and that is, what era are you in?
What era am I in? I am in a, I don't know. I have no idea. I am in a learning era.
Okay, in his learning era. We love a learning era.
Yeah.
That's cool. Everything's kind of transitioning and blossoming, but you're learning throughout it, it seems like.
Yeah, learning, struggling, crying, laughing, all of the above.
The best parts of life.
The best parts of life, yeah.
Such a confusing.
The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it.
Yeah.
That's my era. I've been stuck in there since forever.
No! But you still managed to smile about it.
Of course, yeah.
Take it as you can. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. At least there's some type of growth in that. I think one thing I've been realizing is, like, I've been feeling super, like, confused and, like, mentally, like, disheveled. And I watched this reel, and this girl was like, this is the best mindset to be in, because it, like, only gets better. Like, you're confused, and, like, you don't know what's happening next, and, like, you don't know what you want or, like, how to get what you want. Or maybe you feel, like, different types of like dissonance, a cognitive dissonance of like what's happening. But yeah. And this is a space when you grow and when you learn, like you said, and it's also the space where like amazing things can come out of it if you just like let it be, you know?
Right.
So I do think that is, it might sound negative in some sense, but I think that can be a really positive thing.
No, I agree. Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, so that's good to know. Okay, great. I did want to talk a bit more about you as a human, because some things I did want to highlight and discuss, that I think is really important to talk about is that you are a girl dad.
I
is
am.
Is that correct?
I am. Soon to be a girl of, a dad of two girls. So.
Yes. So he's about to be a two times girl dad. Which
very
I think
lucky.
Is very pure. And you are also very young.
Yes.
You are mid-20s?
I'm 25. I'll be 26 in August.
Yeah. Okay. So can you talk a bit about that experience, if you're comfortable?
Yeah. So that experience, that my daughter, she is my main motivator. She changed my whole life. My girlfriend, too. Like, she's amazing. But she's the one that really made me grind my ass off. And I know when I found out my girlfriend was pregnant, I was working at Papa John's part-time, freaking out because I'm like, what am I going to do?
You know,
I can't afford. So I was actually going to sign. I was going to sign for the Army. I had my enrollment date and everything. No, the Navy. I was going to sign with the Navy.
Before you knew she was pregnant?
I had all my papers in my car. No.
Or because she was pregnant?
Because she was pregnant.
Okay.
Because I'm trying
to
figure
out. To get benefits and stuff.
Like, oh my gosh. Housing, like money, school. I don't know what to do. And then one of my buddies reached out and they're like, well, we have a part-time job as a recess coach at our school.
Okay.
So then I took that. And then my date was coming up to go into the Navy. And I pulled out last minute because the principal there reached out and offered a full-time position to me because she liked how I worked with the kids and she thought I'd be a great fit. So I've been doing that for the past 6 years, 7 years. Yeah.
Oh my God. So first of all, how, this sounds uneducated of me and I should know this possibly, but how do you, did you, when you pulled out of the Navy, like, did they, like, do they do anything or?
No. Cause
you,
I didn't
volunteered, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to submit all my, I had to go in and give my documents. I hadn't done that yet. It was
Got
all in
it.
The car still.
Okay. Wow.
But it worked out perfectly. And,
oh my God.
But being a girl dad, fast forward to now, it's, and then having my daughter go to the school I work at is so tough because it's like, I have to be professional as a, educator and then I have to be a parent too, so like I'll walk in between buildings. There's two buildings at our school, and she'll have recess out there, and she'll be doing something she's not supposed to be doing. I'm like, Ellie, you know you shouldn't be doing that. I'm like, well, let me go and do my job because I can't be a parent right now.
Oh
but
my
it's
gosh,
so tough. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I thought, okay,
for
it,
sure.
It's
I'm always
for
looking out. No boys.
I was gonna say, what are you gonna do when she's like in? Was it a K-8?
Yeah, it's K-8.
Yeah, I went to a K-8. Is it CPS?
Yeah, it is CPS.
Yeah, that's what I went to as well. By 6th, 7th grade, there's friends, there's drama, there's boys, there's girls, there's whatever, all the dynamics.
It's hopefully I'm not working there and we're both movie stars.
Yeah, honestly, wait, why am I even talking about that? We're going to be stars. We're going to be millionaires by then.
For sure. But if that time comes, I'll probably get fired.
Stop!
No, I'm just kidding. I won't get fired. I'll be professional. But it's hard with any kid, I think, a boy or girl, just raising them and seeing how pure they are, and then they just go into a school system and kids are unfiltered and they say, like, there was a girl in preschool that was, you know, my girlfriend, she worked at the school last year, and she was telling me that one of the preschoolers asked another girl, do you like Sexy Red?
What?
I'm like, why does a four or five-year-old know who Sexy Red is? I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is preschool,
no.
So I'm like, my daughter's in kindergarten. Who knows what the hell they're talking about in there?
You know? Oh, and that's what's hard is, like, everyone comes from different home lives that you don't know of. And so they just come and their school is where they are more than their home, if not the same amount of time. So it's like whatever they see at home, they pick up and they bring to school.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is scary.
It's tough. That's why, like, just enjoy all those moments when your kid is a baby all the way until she's ready for school, because that's the purest that they're going to be. Yeah. But obviously, I raised my daughter to know, you know, not to say things. She's very respectful, and she's amazing. All the teachers brag about her. But the purest of them is when they're babies all the way until they're right before they go to school, and then who knows what they're going to be exposed to. There's only so much you can control. You can control how they act, though, you know?
Yeah, how they react to things.
It's scary. It's beautiful and scary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And so when you found out your girlfriend was pregnant, you 18, 19?
I think I was 19.
Okay.
Yeah. Or did 18. I'm not sure.
Did you have her when you were with Dream Team, or was she pregnant? Everything feels so, the timeline, right?
Yeah, I can't even think now. I think I did have her. I think she was a couple months.
Okay. So that era for you in 2018, 2019 was a lot of transition.
It was a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
And you persevered through it.
It was a lot, yeah. I mean, before that, I mean, I was in a very dark place, too.
Yeah.
Before, you know, I had lots of things going on in my life.
Yeah.
Lots of hardships. So it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough, yeah.
And you persevered through it. You had, it seemed like, a solid foundation, which is important.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend, it sounds like she really...
She's really there for me.
Yeah.
Through it all.
Yeah. So it is beautiful that it's still, you're still growing together.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are growing up together
always.
While raising a little girl.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of beautiful in that sense.
For sure.
I'm sure by the time your girls are, you know, even... middle school teenagers, you guys are all gonna be like friends.
you know
what I mean?
Oh,
I think it's really
sure.
really cute. That's
for
a big
sure.
deal.
Yeah.
And having a positive father figure is like makes or break how they go out in the world and act, I think. So at least you know you'll be doing that well. Like that's gonna be good for you to have that comfort.
100%
of knowing that.
Me and my daughters are gonna be best friends. They're gonna go out and play basketball together. When she's old enough, we'll go out and have drinks, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a fun journey, it sounds like.
It is.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's scary.
Like you said,
but I love it. I want it all.
Yeah. How do you think it's been balancing you? You know, you, like you said, you're so, like we talked about, you were so young, and you're still so young, but you're also finding yourself as a human, and as a dad, and as a boyfriend, and as whatever other roles you play. How do you think... that's been, are you kind of molding all those worlds together? Do you think you have some individuality?
Yeah, I would say everything's just in just one big ball. That's how I would describe it. At one point it was overwhelming for me, but you know, as the years go on, each day you're learning. It's a learning process. It's a learning process your whole life. You know, each day you're learning something. And you just know how to, you know, move through things and not get overwhelmed with certain stuff. But I'm in a comfortable space, yeah.
Okay, so now you managed it so far.
Yeah,
cute.
For sure.
That's good. Okay, so I wanted to touch a bit on with like relationships. If you are down,
I
on the show do not have the most positive male. Figures. Lots of love to my past male guests. It's not personal. I just think the credibility of knowing you are in a long-term solid relationship.
Yeah.
Long-term
for sure.
Dad.
10 years. We make 10 years.
Holy cow.
This October. Yeah.
So 2014?
2014, yeah.
Wow. That also helps with the context. So when you and your girlfriend found out she was pregnant, you already had a couple years of a solid foundation.
Yeah, yeah. I think we were together for, let's see, she was born, 4 years.
Okay.
We were together for four
so
years.
So a decade together of growing up.
Yeah, for sure.
It sounds insane. Do you think, how did you start dating? Did you think that was, like, what were your...
I love talking about
this. Okay, let's hear it.
It makes me happy.
Okay.
So when we first started dating, I was a junior, she was a sophomore.
Okay.
But I seen her the year before when she was a freshman and I was a sophomore. But like, I had braces. I thought I was ugly. But I'm like, man, I couldn't figure out her name. I wanted to add her on Facebook and like put one of those posts like my
TV, yes, honest,
just to you know, make it very easy, you know. But fast forward a year later, I didn't find out her name, but I see her in the hallway. I'm like, man, what's her name? That same day, I get a friend request.
No!
On Facebook, Giselle Vargas, and like she told me she added me because she'd seen me in the morning in the lunchroom. She thought I was cute, so I think she says she made a status of like my status, for to be honest, but I think I made a status.
Stop.
I don't remember.
It
was so long ago, but homecoming was coming up, and she was running for homecoming princess. So I was running for homecoming prince, and I liked her status. She's like, to be honest, you're cute.
No! Da, da, da.
So anyways, we start talking, and then I asked her, do you want to go, you know, to homecoming together? And she was down, which is awesome. So then voting happened. I made all of my friends vote for her for prince. She made all her friends vote for me for prince. And we ended up winning.
Stop.
So since that's our anniversary date. October 24th, 2014 was our anniversary date.
OMG.
So since then, we've been together since homecoming.
That is so funny.
And I was 16, she was 15. We were very young, yeah.
Oh my God. That is so cute.
So it's literally like a fairy tale.
I was going to say, that's your own version of your own fairy tale.
Yeah, it's beautiful, honestly.
That is so sweet. Yeah. I love so much the like low-key plotting to make you, to like, that is so pure, because as a girl, like, I know that POV in college, we would spend all of our lunch breaks like, oh, he's cute, let's try to find what team he's on. We're looking, we had like the roster of the team, the school roster of like the different sports teams. And so we would like go, and like everyone knew, like it was like an activity, like for fun. Like we were FBIs, like, okay, he's wearing this color, that little stripe, that means he's on this team. And we go and look up him up, and it's like a whole thing, and then we have to linger, and it's like a whole process.
It's like an investigation. Yeah.
It really is. That's why I think like I should have been an FBI. The stuff I find out with like one syllable, like one letter, is like ridiculous. And all my girlfriends even more unhinged with like how much they find out stuff. But it's like, when you want to know, you will find out. And I love so much that you both in some way did that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we
that
found each
so
other.
That is so cute.
For sure. Yeah, and I think, so a little bit of context of our relationship. Like I was her first like real boyfriend.
Okay.
And she was my first like real girlfriend. Like I didn't have any relationships before that.
Okay.
You know, obviously we both she talked to probably guys, I probably talked to girls.
Yeah.
And whatnot beforehand, but that's normal.
Yeah.
But I never had a real relationship like that. So we were each other's first for everything.
Okay.
I mean, for everything. I mean, we lost our virginities together.
Yeah.
It's been a journey for sure.
Yeah.
I know when we grew together, like we're still growing together and we're still learning things about each other, but like having that baby and moving in together just brings you like so much closer. And then, you know, things aren't, you know, how do I say, perfect all the time.
Yeah.
Right. There's seasons in relationships. Sometimes it's bad seasons. Sometimes it's really good. Sometimes the seasons are really long, but we're able to navigate and learn from each other each year that we're together. And I'm not going to say when we first started dating, it was perfect,
uh-huh.
Right? We were high schoolers. We were young.
Yeah.
We were jealous. We would make each other delete people off, you know, Facebook
uh-huh.
that we didn't want. So I would say it was a little toxic in the beginning.
Okay.
But we were both willing to make sacrifices, both willing
okay.
to learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward a couple of years later, we're like, you know, we think back like how silly that was,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
how
crazy that was.
Aww.
But that's how kids are.
Yeah.
Right? As grown adults now, parents now, we just, we mend, we talk about things, There's been more good seasons than bad seasons.
Good.
But it's just being able to be there for each other and not just give up right away.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree with something, and having some empathy and discussing how you feel, you know,
mm-hmm.
making it a safe space to where we're not, you know, bashing each other. And I feel like that's the problem with a lot of relationships
totally.
Today is they don't allow time. You can't expect a relationship to be perfect from the jump,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't expect that person that you met from day one to be the same person that you met a year later.
That's crucial.
Because I change every day.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
And she changes every day. But we're able to navigate. We know each other so much now that we understand. Like, it's but then again, I don't know how it would be for someone like 20-something years old. You would think they would have that maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I only know from my experience as a 16-year-old, 15-year-old, I was an asshole at 16.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was annoying, probably toxic. She was toxic. I mean, she wasn't toxic. I'm not going to say that. I would say I was toxic for sure.
Okay.
But that's as a 16-15-year-old. But
yeah.
as like a 20-something-year-old, I think you should have a little bit more maturity, so I think that process would be a lot faster.
So what you guys experienced throughout your 10 years are what people, like, I would say I experienced in the past 10 years, but with different people, because I didn't stay with the same person. So I had the, like, toxic high school drama. Then I had the, like, okay, we're getting mature, but we're still in college, and we're still fresh drama. Then I had the, like, more mature college experience. And then that was still, like, not the best, because I still wasn't learning fully or, like, grasping fully. And then now, like, post all those, college, all that stuff.
Yeah.
On my, like, healing journey, I feel like my next one is going to be very healthy, God willing, as long as the guy can also match that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's because that's what I've did on my own the past 10 years. You guys did it together the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So that makes sense as to why there's been those different seasons, like you said, of the ups and downs and the toxicity and the healthy. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But then again, like, I don't know. You could have went through all those seasons, but the next guy you talk to, maybe he's only gone through like the toxic stage.
Yes.
Now he's on like the second level
totally.
Where you were at
totally.
Three relationships ago.
Totally.
So it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. No.
It's something that you find a guy, and if you guys are willing to both work things out, because things aren't going to be perfect all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some sacrifices with certain things, but as long as you guys can communicate
mm-hmm.
and talk to each other about, you know, how you feel in your shoes and how I feel in my shoes,
mm-hmm.
if you can see my perspectives, just understanding perspectives is like a huge thing in relationships.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I'm not going to say you, but I feel like women fall into the victim role a lot, and they kind of block out how a male person feels like in a certain situation. So just being open to understanding, you know, a guy's feeling towards something and why they feel that way, but it's the same, it's reciprocated too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think in society, like, men aren't able to have, like, it's been a thing of, like, oh, like, men aren't emotional, like, men are always the negatives or the assholes. And, like, I could say I've seen both. I have seen more of the, like, toxic masculinity in my life personally, but I really believe that there are good guys out there, and, like, I obviously am understanding. I mean, I have a brother, like, I obviously am understanding and trying to make sure I'm, like, no, like, why did he do that? Like, he didn't just do that because he was bored. Like, there was a deeper meaning, and, like, what is that deeper meaning? Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I do totally understand that, and I was going to ask you about, like, what you think. I always say, like, I think communication is, like, one of the top three requirements, healthy communication
100%.
And listening and stuff and being able to have empathy, like you already had mentioned, in a relationship. How do you guys have any, like, little tricks of, like, how you guys communicate well, or, like, any rules? Do you know Kristen Bell, the actress?
No.
She's a little blonde. I feel like you might know her if I show
I
you her later.
I probably do. If I see a picture.
Okay, I'll show you her later. But she's a famous actress. She's married to a famous actor. Great, we love them. And on an interview, she said that they made a rule that, like, whenever they're fighting, they can't fight in the bedroom to, like, have a because they know they're going to get through it. It's just, like, we don't want to be screaming at each other in our bedroom and then go to bed 10 minutes later. Like, energy, like, stays in there. So they'll, like, walk out and go on a walk and fight or whatever. Like, they'll do it in, like, the kitchen or, like, a different setting to at least have their bedroom as, like, their safe space. So, like, I loved that. I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, brilliant, because you will associate the bedroom to fighting instead of the positive things that you can associate it to. Yeah. So, like, do you guys do any of those, like, subconsciously or...
Probably subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things, I never like going to bed mad at my partner.
Okay.
We always say I love you before we go to bed.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's one of my, like, things that would bother me. Like, if you go to bed and you're upset, that makes me upset.
Totally.
So that's one of the things that we don't do. We don't go to bed upset.
That's sweet.
Whatever
that's
we got to figure out, we figure out before we go to bed. Just being present, you know, physically, mentally, just being present. But there's no, like, we don't make safe spaces or, like, say things like we can't do this in this bedroom or we can't. I don't know.
Okay.
It just seems too cliche. Like,
yeah.
It's not like.
Because if you're, like, arguing in the bedroom, it's like, wait. Hold it.
I feel like that's
outside.
Very, like, very white. You know, like,
they
as
are
an
white.
Hispanic, you know,
yeah,
you don't really do
I understand that.
You
know? In Hispanic cultures, you're screaming at the mall, you're screaming
in the car,
like, anywhere.
Oh,
there's,
for sure,
there's
yeah.
No there's boundaries.
No boundaries, yeah. But,
that's hilarious.
Good for
Kristen Bell.
Good for you.
I can't think of her husband's name, but he's also an actor that
hey, whatever
I like.
Works.
Jack Shepherd?
Right?
Jack something, whatever. That is hilarious. Yeah. They are very white, so that makes sense. I think you and your girlfriend both being Hispanic, I think also helps with your communication, like you're on the same wavelength.
Sure.
I'm obviously coming from a Hispanic household, and my more serious relationships were with white boys, and the communication there is just so different. Like, they are very just like kind of just like, oh, that's all. Like, to the point, they don't think about things. I, like, want to talk about things. I'm dramatic. I have my whole community at home who want to talk about things. And they just, like, go in their room and, like, chill. Like, there's no, like they don't have, like, a community where they, like, run home to and be like, Amaya, guess what happened? Like, you know, and, like, that's how I process things. And I have noticed with the different cultures, like, that totally adds to different dynamics and how relationships function.
Yeah, it's hard for me to really... Because we haven't really argued about anything in the last, like, 3 years. So,
good,
like,
that's great.
Like, there's times where she'll know where I need space,
mm-hmm.
and then I could tell there's times where she needs space. So just allowing that and recognizing that without asking, like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Totally.
Like, oh, okay. She's in her mood.
Yeah.
You know? And we're so good at that, like...
Yeah.
No issue has come up, you know, in the
That's
last,
great.
Like, I can't think of anything because we work through things so well. And we have each other's back.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're in this, no matter what, me and her, we're in this for the long run.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But I would say, like, one of the issues, I would say being young and being in a committed relationship,
mm-hmm.
You get that FOMO feeling, right?
Uh-huh.
You get that, you see, like, you go on Instagram. That's why I had to delete my old Instagram, because I would see people out having drinks, partying, having fun in their 20s,
uh-huh.
going out to Vegas and all this stuff. And I would have FOMO, like, damn.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I really missed out. Like, I'm a young parent. But, like, that stuff bothered me. But then, like, we talked through it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't a pretty... talk, but we talked through it,
yeah.
And fast forward to now, like, it's one of those things, like, it's a sacrifice I had to make, and it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their life. Those are people with no responsibilities,
yeah.
and a care in the world, and they probably live with their parents, and I'm doing my own journey, you know? I would equate my success to other people's success. Same thing when people, like, post, like, when they have their master's degree. I'm like, dude, what am I doing with my life?
Aww.
I'm a loser, you know?
Aww, yeah.
But no, it's just everybody, I learned that everybody has their own journey, And as long as you're making the best of whatever journey you're on, you're good.
I've been really feeling that of, like, being mid-20s, and, like, a lot of my friends are, like, in committed relationships or, like, are moving out or, like, moving to different states and, like, living that life. And I think remembering, like you said, like, what works for them, and it might not work for us. And with different situations, like, some of those people, like, who are out in Vegas, like, living their best lives probably feel not as whole or incomplete internally. Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree.
And they're seeking for something. Like, they're looking for something. They're running from something. That's why they're spending their lives in the bars or on gambling or
100%,
with girls or whatever, or boys, whatever it is. And you seem to have that, like, wholeness to you because you do have a foundation at home, and you do have that around that some people will never really get.
Or even a healthy
relationship. You know what I mean?
So I think, like, I read, like, people who post that much aren't really, like, happy.
Yeah. I'm sure. That's
But I'm safe to say I'm in a very happy place. I'm very happy.
Yeah. And that matters more in the long run. But it is totally, especially being in your 20s. It's so everyone's such
now I don't care. This was like maybe like 3-4 years ago. I'm like, dude, I'm my 21st birthday and I'm watching a baby. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody else's 21st birthday was like crazy bottle service. And I'm just like, but it was cool. It's whatever.
And that's what's meant for you.
I could drink whenever I want now.
Yeah, you're under your own roof. You're in charge. Yeah, you're the man of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I'm in a really cool, comfortable place. Me and my girlfriend are on a great level. Like I said, we grow with each other. Since being 16, 15 years old now, we're 26, she's 25. And we're going to keep growing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't stop. It doesn't matter how many years you're in a relationship. You can be in a relationship for 40, 50 years and still you'll learn something new about your partner.
It's
a nonstop learning environment.
And it's sweet that, you know, like, no matter what, you're in it for the long run. Obviously, you have your kids and stuff you have to, like, think about. But aside from that, it seems very genuine
between you two. She has my back. I mean, she's been with me through times where if I was the opposite partner, I would not stick with me. Honestly, I would not.
Stop. Like,
I would hate me. Honestly, the 16, 15-year-old, 17, 18, maybe 19-year-old me, I hate.
The
guy I am now is, like, so much better. It's like I turn into the father of that kid. But it's great to have that support and that person who believes in you that you're able to do
so
better.
So sweet.
Even when I was in my worst and darkest moments, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But a lot of that is just trauma, PTSD, and then being in this relationship and everything being new and having it, like, it's just one of those things that put me in a dark spot. But I'm safe to say that I'm in a better mental state than I was 5-6 years ago.
Yeah,
for sure.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing, I don't know if you know if you remember saying this to me. This was maybe like last month when you were like more on set and we were like getting more personal as humans. And obviously you would talk about your girlfriend and your baby girl at home and all that stuff. And I like asked you a question about your girlfriend, I think. And out of nowhere, you like lit up and you were like, she's just a gem.
She is. She's amazing. A gem. I think what makes it so easy too with her is because she's so introverted.
Okay.
You know? And I'm an extrovert. Like, I was a class clown. I like making people laugh for a little bit until things happened. Then I got kind of weird. I got quiet. But that's because of other things.
Yeah.
But she makes it so easy because she doesn't really, like, go out. She doesn't have, like, the need to go out.
Uh-huh.
Like, her friends are really her siblings. Like,
and
it's not because I dictated anything like that. That's just her as a human being.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. If you had, go out, go have drinks, she would not. She's just a homebody.
Yeah.
And I would say I'm a homebody, too. Like, we've both grown into homebodies where we enjoy being home more than being out or going at a restaurant. I'd rather order on Uber Eats and watch a flick and watch a movie with her than go out somewhere. But we do enjoy ourselves. Like, we just went on vacation.
Yeah.
It was very intimate. We just like being intimate with ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah, and that works for you.
Yeah.
And you have your own little unit, and it's
for
great.
For sure.
It's very sweet. So, yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh, my God, I've never in my lifetime heard a guy call a girl a gem.
She is.
And that was just, like, the purest thing to me.
Even my best friends say, like, dude, you got yourself a good one. I'm like, dude, I know.
Aww. I know. And for like, the friends to recognize that also, I'm sure it means a lot.
It's funny because when I go out with my guy, she doesn't believe me. But we literally, all we do is talk about how good our girlfriends are.
Aww.
Well, at least two of us. One of our guys, he's like, we're trying to get him out of that relationship. But
no!
I don't know.
That's a whole other story.
He's tweaking.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing what she did for me. You know,
I don't know. Maybe five, 6 years ago, her friends were like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah,
but
for
she's
sure,
like,
for
no,
sure.
Like, I see the end game with this guy, you know?
No, we talk about how great, and I'm like, dude, I don't know how I got so lucky, because there is not a duplicate of her anywhere in the world.
Oh, my God.
You know, and I've seen a lot of women, you know, working in, there's actors that come, nobody equates to how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
And not just physically, just as a human, how beautiful she is, how great of a mother she is, how great of a partner she is. Literally everything I do is for my girlfriend and my daughters.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't even like calling her girlfriend. Like, this is my, my wife.
I felt weird calling her girlfriend too. I feel like it's deeper.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She is amazing. You're amazing.
She's going to be watching this, like, all bashful. That's so cute. Okay, so obviously you are very well-rounded. No one's ever talked this highly about a girl on my show.
Yeah.
So thank you for this. It's
of
giving
course.
Us hope. I believe it's out there. And thank you for being genuine. Also, he's our age range, girls. You know, like, this is possible, okay? Having that type of genuinity. I want to ask you, for all the girlies out there who are listening, what would you say now, as someone who's in a healthy relationship, also someone who's raising a little girl, what are some green flags you think girls should look for in men? Or in, like, a partner?
Definitely maturity. Definitely not a guy who wants to go out every day of the week. Because let's be honest, like, if you're dating a guy and he says he wants to go out drinking with his buddies, to clubs and stuff like that, there's nothing good's coming about it. Okay. They're not, if they want to just go and have a good time and drink, they should bring you along.
Right? This is going to cause many fights.
But, you know, it's all right.
I love it.
It's all right for guys that have a guys' night out. Because, like I said, we like talking about things that, you know, not necessarily girls understand or...
girls need to be there for... Like, girls need girls' nights.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get guys eating guys' nights.
Yeah, and guys' nights out doesn't have to be a club every day, right? For all you guys out there, you know, you could go out and do Topgolf. You could go somewhere fun, do something where you're doing an activity where there's beer and you could drink comfortably. It just, you know, it doesn't make sense for me if you're a guy and you're going clubbing every week and then, I don't know.
He's,
I think that's the problem
right
with today's relationships, is both sides, they go out and, like, what are really your intentions? Okay, because if you really want to go out and spend a night out with the boys, why not go somewhere where you could hear them? Same thing with the girls, too. If you girls want to go out and have a girls' night out and talk about things, why not go somewhere where you can hear them? Or if you want to dance, why don't you dance at someone's house, right? We're all old enough. We probably have, you know, at least one of your friends has an apartment. It's cheaper. You bring your own liquor. You go out. You have your girls' night out. I don't understand why you have to be in a club.
The only
way that you would be in a club is if you're with your significant other, like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, like, because, I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, that's pure.
But, okay, green flags.
No, I appreciate this, because all my friends who are in healthy relationships, whenever we go out, like, their boyfriend comes with.
Yeah,
and it's not weird. And then it's a group. They have the little boys. Not little boys. They have their little, everything's little to me, but they're not little. They have their boyfriends or fiancés with us, And the girls are here, and we're dilly-dallying. The boys are dilly-dallying, but we're all together as a unit.
Yeah.
So it's still pure.
Even that's perfect. Like, if you guys...
Because we're still at clubs, and like...
You guys could separate from each other.
Yeah.
With boys, girls are dancing with the girls. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, there, I'm sorry. I need to be talking, Mike. That's cool. But I just don't understand. I don't know. Why you would go...
The girls are going to show their boyfriends this clip and be like, why are you going out for a third night in a row?
Well, I feel like a lot of, like, arguments today revolve around going out. Why are you out like this? And then jealousy happens. Mm-hmm. Thoughts happen in your head that don't really happen.
Totally,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, maybe your guy is going out. He's with the boys, and he's not talking with any girls. I've done that. I've gone out with my boys, and I do not talk to anybody.
Uh-huh.
But I could see, like, false narratives playing in people's minds. Just all the different possible scenarios that could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But... That happens. That's like in the beginning of a relationship.
Yes,
right?
I agree.
Once you build that trust, then you're like if my girlfriend told me that she was going to a club today, all right.
Dope. Have fun.
Have fun.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I know my girlfriend's not going to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I know for a fact. I could put $1 million on it. She won't.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And she could do the same to me. I won't talk to anybody.
And that, I think... shows if you're like a year or two into your relationship and you're still having anxiety when like your boyfriend's out or your girlfriend's out, like that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, you shouldn't be nervous.
No.
That's not okay.
Yeah, both of you guys should be open books.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
So a red flag would be if a guy wants to go out every damn night. Like there's no reason to do that. And that's expensive. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Spend your money. Invest your money elsewhere.
Invest your money in something else.
Yeah.
I would say, let's say something positive. Green flag. A guy that supports you no matter what.
Uh-huh.
Supports your decisions. Supports your goals, your dreams. And someone that's actually going to help you accomplish that and not make you feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had people that say negative things about, like, acting, you know, like, oh, you'll never make it. It's just a hobby. It's not a career. It's like, yeah, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're not hurting anyone.
Things happen.
It's possible.
Miracles happen.
Totally.
And you just need that other person to, like, believe. Like, my girlfriend, she believes in me with whatever I do.
Uh-huh.
It could be. And that's my problem. I want to do everything. Like, I play a lot of sports. I do kickboxing. Like,
okay.
I want to compete in kickboxing. She's like, yeah, you could do. But I really can't. There's not enough time in the day. That's my problem. I want to do too many things.
I'm the same way. I have my hands in every basket or whatever that saying is. All my eggs in all the baskets, whatever that
For
saying
sure.
is. It's nice to have a skill set of many things. But I do understand... I mean, we're so young, though. We're still experiencing different things and, like, trying different avenues of life.
Yeah.
I do think, I mean, at least for me, mine are all in the creative industry. And for you, yours are a mix of athletic and creative industry. So, like, they're still the same umbrellas. It's not like you're like, oh, I want to be a doctor now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
sure. No.
So that at least they line up and are in the same communities.
Well, there is something that I haven't really told a lot of people about.
Is today the day or no?
Today could be the day. Yeah. I for sure, I don't know for sure, but I got my lottery number for like Chicago Fire Department.
OMG.
And my processing number and all that. So I'm hopefully in the next year or two, depending when they call me, I might be a firefighter.
Oh my gosh.
But it's cool because it still gives me availability. Like,
totally.
You work 24 hours on.
Yeah.
Then you get the next 48 hours off. You do that for a week, and you get, like, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I want to either work at a school or be a firefighter.
That's phenomenal. I
so
love
I
that.
So I decided, with the baby on the way, we need some extra money.
Yeah.
So,
Hard
CFD,
working.
You need to give me a call.
CFD.
Or, we're going to make it
and
big. And or we're going to make it big. Hopefully before firefighters call me, I'm on a big screen somewhere. But
seriously.
Yeah. Either way, I'm happy.
Aw, I love that, number one. Number two, I have a few friends whose dads are, like, higher-ups, lieutenants and stuff in CFD, so let me know when that comes along.
Awesome.
That's amazing. That's really, really cool. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. I think that's a great... I think I really appreciate fireman, or EMT, like, anyone in that realm is just, like, a really big deal.
I got the mustache for it, so...
You're halfway there.
Yeah.
You've been on the gym grind to get the... The gains and everything, too. That's awesome. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, you just manifested a lot of things right now, so...
For sure.
I think it'll be coming your way very soon. Very cool. Okay, awesome. So... Those are some of the green flags, I think. And I think this whole episode is just finding versions of Angel.
Yeah.
That's the green flag. A version of Angel right now, today. Maybe not when he was 18, from what it sounds like. I'm just kidding.
Just be supportive and communicate.
Yeah.
And just find a guy that's really, I don't know. It's like me, I don't know. No, don't find a guy. The guy was an asshole. I don't know.
I said you, like, right now.
Oh, me right now?
You today.
I don't know how would they notice me?
You and other people? Like
how would they know that I'm a, like, oh, this guy's really a good guy? Like, how would they know?
I, at the very least, think my girlfriends that are listeners, or, like, people who send in questions and stuff, I think they will at least know the genuinity of you right just from this hour, truly. I think it's very evident. I also think the fact that you just spent 30 minutes hyping up your wife essentially and your daughter, like, that is not every day. I don't have a lot of friends who have healthy paternal figures in their life, and it's very clear you are at least striving for that if you aren't already there, which I think you are, but you know what I mean, like, I think that that's very evident. I do
find a man with kids. I'm just kidding, don't do that. I don't know how you guys would find me as, like, a green flag without knowing me, like, without knowing my backstory.
Okay.
Like, if I'm walking down the street, yes, like, how do you know I'm a catch?
I agree. And, obviously you don't know, like, just from looking at a person. But I will say, I think you, at least the things you talked about today are green flags. The way you talk about your wife, the way you talk about your kids, the way you talk about your goals
Say I'm single and you're single, right?
Yeah.
And you're trying to see if I'm a catch. I can't tell.
I can't talk about having a girlfriend. So I think for me, one thing I'm noticing more and more is their family dynamics. Like, how are they with their siblings? Are they the oldest brother? Are they taking care of their sisters or their brothers? Are they the middle brother taking care of their sisters but also have a healthy relationship with their older sister who also is well? You know what I mean? Like, I think in that realm matters a lot. I've also noticed a green flag if a guy has a pet that they have to actually, like, it's their pet. I had a boy once be like, hey, can we meet closer to 1:30? I have to run home to feed my cat.
Okay.
Like, so that's good. Like,
a green flag would be a guy who has responsibilities and takes well care of his responsibilities.
Yes, I think that's a good one. A good way of putting it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because those little things show, like, they have that in them.
Yeah.
It's very evident. Because I've also had the guys who were selfish, and they put themselves first.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that is very clear to find probably more often nowadays with the age range of guys I'm looking for. In their mid-20s, out of college, don't have much going on within that realm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I feel like guys who feel like they can be held accountable for things... Or a bigger catch.
Yeah, dependable, reliability.
Very dependable, as opposed to a guy who just has no goals or nothing to really care about.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, selfish.
Yeah.
A very selfless, responsible man. That's your green flag.
Yeah. Go, good luck, girls. Go find them. Yeah, that's perfect. I think that's great. And on that same topic,
And a guy who treats his mom good.
That's what I also say, is the relationship with the mother is a big, big something I didn't realize right away.
That 100%.
It really matters. Mother and sisters, if they have them.
Yeah.
And if they have brothers...
Well.
What?
Well...
Sometimes
siblings are...
Sibling dynamics are rough. I have a healthy sibling dynamic, so I hope my person does as well, or they at least are open to that. I think if they even have brothers, like, are they besties or do they hate each other? Or are they rivalry? Do you know what I mean? Like, that I think can make a difference in the personality as well.
No, I agree. Yeah.
So now if, let's say your daughter is 16 years old, what is the one lesson you'd want her to know?
Finish school.
Finish school. Okay.
Finish school. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. There's an end goal for everything, and that should be your main focus.
Mm-hmm.
Things come along, and that if, you know, things are going to happen, but if this person or a certain thing, you know, blocks you from getting to that goal, then they're not for you.
Oof. That's
right?
Great.
If you feel like something's holding you back, it's not for you. Nothing should be holding you back. You should never feel like you're being held back because of a person or because of a thing. And whatever that is, you need to cut it out.
Yes.
Because all that's doing is pushing you back further and further and further, and you're just digging your own grave. And then you live a life full of regret, mm-hmm. and then you start hating that person.
Yes,
you start
resentment.
Hating that thing. Yeah.
Totally. Oh, my
For
God.
Sure.
I've sadly seen that a lot in my life, and I think I easily fell at least a couple times into the trap of, like, stopping my growth because the other person wasn't wanting to grow. And that is something I learned. Like, it's that can make or break your whole life experience.
Yeah, that could take away, like, 3 years of growth from your life,
yeah.
or a year of growth from your life. And who knows what else you could, what other doors you could have opened or what else you could have accomplished. So
I
those
love
things
that.
Are never good.
Yeah, so don't lose focus. That's so
yeah.
good. I love that. Thank you. I love that. I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I really appreciate that. My mom tells me that a lot, too. She's like, I don't want you to lose yourself. That's what she tells me. But that's the same energy.
Yeah.
What
your mom's
she means.
Very smart.
Yeah. She knows what she's talking about.
She does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love that so much. Thank you.
Of course.
We really did touch about basically, like, the main things I wanted to touch on. Do you have any questions for me?
Hmm. Like relationship-wise?
Whatever
or?
You want. You don't also don't have to have anything. Mm. Just open it up. Because I just interrogated you for an hour.
Can you tell me all your red flags in a man?
All
of
How
them?
Much time do
okay.
we have? No, I'm just kidding. I'll tell you
Top
a few.
Five red flags.
Okay. I really pay attention, like I said, to the family dynamic. If they're already like talking bad about someone in their family without... I need context, obviously, but it depends on, like, the energy. If it's, like, a resentment, I'm like, okay, there's probably some deeper issues they're not working on. But if they're like, she's such a bitch, like, she didn't even do... Like, I don't know, I think that I've learned quickly, like, a selfish boy, like, mm-hmm. right off the bat. So any energy that shows selfishness is a red flag to me. Because I know they're not going to change for their family or their friends. Why would they
right.
change for me?
Exactly.
So different versions of selfishness, I think you're able to tell within the first, like, 3 dates, if not sooner. I also noticed I'm really big on communication. So if I'm already seeing the, like, inconsistencies or the... If I'm already feeling nervous and I've known them for a month, like, I think a lot of it's my feeling. How do I feel when I'm with them? Am I anxious? Do I feel like they're not answering me? Are they being shady? Like, that's something I think trusting my gut
yeah,
in
trust
that
your
sense.
Feelings, for sure.
I've learned really quickly how to kind of navigate that. Obviously, the way to talk to women, the way to talk to wait staff or... to the person checking us out at the movie theater or whatever it is, like
oh,
how they treat people who aren't giving, like who aren't at service of them in some way, I think makes a big difference. I think past patterns get brought up of like past relationships, if they're already saying that the girl was insane and she was crazy and like she was the problem, that's a red flag to me just to want to learn more.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, you know, I can go home and be like, oh, my God, he was crazy. But low-key, I cheated on him. So, like, you know, but, like, you know, you're not going to say that part of the story. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think that
sure.
I really try to take apart. I like when boys are talking, and especially on, like, a few dates after getting to know them more, I'm very in of, like, the verbiage of things.
Yes,
like, okay, she was crazy, but you just told me a few months ago that you know, went out of the country and didn't talk to her for a week. Like, what was that about? Like, why did you talk to her? Whatever, like, this is all me making stuff up right now. But, like, this is a situation I think makes a difference. And then also, a big thing I look at, especially on the first few dates, is how many times do they ask about me? Because if I'm a talker, mm-hmm. I can sit for 3 hours and only ask about you. Mm-hmm. And but if that's my husband, if that's my partner, it's a whole relationship just going to be you. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think one thing I learned, a therapist told me, she's like, because I was talking to a boy who like had some selfish tendencies, but I was like, maybe he's just like not grown. He hasn't grown yet. Like I was kind of like, he's not healed. But like, no, like he has selfish tendencies. Like you can own that. Like he doesn't need to heal. Because, like, I'm not going to make him heal. He has to heal on his own type of thing.
Yeah.
But one thing, she's like, count how many times he asks about you. Like, he asks you in return. He asked me 3 times. We were together for, like, 4 hours. The whole experience was about him.
Yeah, that's...
And it's something simple. Hey, oh, my God, how was your day? Oh, it was so good. This happened, this happened, this happened. Never how was yours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, I think, you can find out on the first date.
That's kind of rude.
And as a human, like, yeah, if you're, yeah, I'm always following up, like, how about you, if I'm asking the questions type of thing. I think that's very evident very quickly. I think that you can probably pin out the first date even.
Yeah, for sure. I do like that red flag when you said, like, how he treats wait staff or, like,
yeah,
people at the drive through. Like, I hate rude people. Like, yeah. If you're not like, hey, how are you? Oh, thank you so much. Have a good day. Like,
what does it do to you? It does nothing to you, but just, okay, thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. You don't need to be, like, rude or sassy or yell at them for no reason. Like, I've had a mix of everything, and I'm just like.
Oh, my God.
And it's uncomfortable. So it's very uncomfortable because then you're there, and I'm just like. And, like, you're not. I don't believe in that, but I'm with him, so they think I'm also equally
right,
as.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Rude or whatever. I can
imagine,
it
like,
is.
You sitting at a table. And a waiter comes up, and he's just like a douche. That's so uncomfortable.
That is so bad, especially so for me, because I'm always just like, that doesn't sound like something I would allow. Like, what is going on? So navigating that and sensing that quickly, I think, helps. And I've been single for like 2.5 years now, I think, maybe 2 years. But as I've been out there more and experiencing more, I think I can have an hour with someone and can name like all their core foundational things that they haven't fixed or like healed from. Yeah. I also did a lot of research in school with humans and how we communicate in psychology, so I have a little bit more of a background. But I really think that it becomes evident once you are really willing to acknowledge and admit, like, hey, that was kind of shitty. And, like, not make an excuse for them, it's really clear to cut out that and sense it out quickly.
For sure. What's your goal? Like, your relationship goal? Let's say after you're with the person for 10 years.
10 years? Yeah. I want.
Do you see yourself, like, having a family?
Totally. Marriage and
a house
kids,
together,
for sure.
And all that. Or, like, traveling? Or, like, how do you... Because some people... Like, my sister, for instance, she's been with her boyfriend for, I think, like, 8 years. And, like, they haven't talked about kids. They like, going traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good for
them.
They're not married.
Okay.
No. So they live together, though.
Okay. But they're, like, coexisting as a couple unit. So
would that be something that... Would having kids be something you would want to do right away? Or would you want to, like...
I
want to
explore a bit.
Explore.
Before.
Yeah.
So I know I'm out here like about like boys and men and all that relationships, but I think now it's been a couple of years. I've matured a lot since I even started the podcast a year ago. Like, I can't even watch season 1 because I'm just like, oh my God, that is so aggressive, like, for no reason. So, like, I already feel like I've grown a lot, which is a beautiful, lucky thing. Today at 24, whatever, I, in my next partner, I'm searching for consistency, reliability. I would like this to be someone who I feel like I can really, like, settle with and not have the anxiety of, like, oh, in, like, a year he's going to be gone or, like, we're going to break up. But, like, I feel like every relationship I've had prior has been kind of, like, I knew it was going to be temporary. And I was okay with that because clearly I was still working on things myself.
Yeah.
But I think I have put a lot of work in myself where now I want to work on these things with myself, but also with the other person who's willing to also grow, if that makes sense.
For sure.
I think... I'm 24. I would like to be a perfect Alyssa world. Within the first 4 to 5 years, I would say 3 to 5 years being with somebody, I would like to be engaged. And I want a wedding. I want a big, obnoxious, fun extravaganza as a wedding. I'm sure you can only imagine.
Yeah.
Knowing my mom and I.
She'll make a gala.
A whole gala for my wedding. I want multiple days. I want a full experience, okay? So I want a lavish, exciting wedding. I would like a year or two of travel with my person. And this is also me assuming I'm, like, millionaire, like, entrepreneur, girl boss, and that he's also super successful as well. I would like some years of travel, and I would like to be done with kids before 35. I would say even before 33, like, depending on when I find the person. But I want 2 to 4 kids. I say 3 is what I want, because I'm a family of 3. But I'm willing for the 2 to 4. And I do want to be full-time mom, totally.
100%.
Like, I don't see myself, like, lingering for, like, 8 years. I think at this age, I think I definitely want to see that timeline more, not structured, but more fluid, if that makes sense.
For sure. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a plan, hey.
Manifest. It is a plan. It is manifesting.
You're going somewhere. maybe they shouldn't know.
Yeah, we'll keep that for ourselves.
We'll keep that out. Yeah.
Till later in life.
But
yeah, I do want a family. I think that's something I look for. Also, if a guy right away is like, oh, I don't want kids, I'm like, okay, I can't talk to you.
Yeah.
That's a very clear thing. I want to be a mom. Like, I think I would thrive being a mom as well as being myself. You know, so yeah, totally. It makes a difference.
Awesome.
Thanks for asking.
Of course.
I haven't said that out loud yet on the podcast. So now here's a little life update of Alyssa growing.
Really cool.
Thank you.
That seems like a very, like, sweet and simple, like...
Thank you. Perspective.
Yeah.
It's taken a while, because even if... And I was in high school, I'm like, I don't think I need kids. I don't think I want kids in high school. I just wanted to, like, do whatever I wanted to do. And by college, I'm like, no. You know?
Yeah.
So it's cool
how
things change.
I didn't know I needed kids until I had a kid.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know. Yeah. So it's been cool, though, allowing that to happen to you naturally and see what comes out of it. All right. So to finalize this whole experience, I know you spit a lot of facts today, but I do want to ask one last question, and that is, what is the biggest lesson you've learned in life so far?
I would say my biggest lesson is it's okay to be vulnerable.
Right?
It's okay not to have it all figured out. It's not be strong all the time. And to open up, and I feel like as a man too, it's hard to be vulnerable, because you get looked at as, oh, this dude's weak, this dude's soft as hell, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, having a space where you're able to be vulnerable and talk about real feelings, especially men, just make sure you're in a healthy spot. Or a healthy, I don't know,
environment.
I would say, doing it. And that person is really looking out for your best interests and not using it against you. And that's something I had to learn, how to be vulnerable. Because I feel like, man, I got to be strong. I can't let my emotions show. I should just keep everything bottled up. But it's okay to talk about things that are bothering you. It's okay to be vulnerable. And really tell people how you feel, and just be raw and authentic and genuine. Don't sugarcoat everything. You don't have to be a people pleaser, right? People might not agree with what you have to say, but I think being genuine is more important.
Totally.
But I would just say, yeah, be more vulnerable.
I love that. I think that's something I've been I struggled with a lot until... this past year, especially
with
men and in relationships. Yeah, I feel like I always have a wall up, like wanting to make sure I was the one winning in the like relationship, and that's already toxic. Why would I want that?
Yeah.
That already sets you up for...
And I think that's what makes, you know, my relationship with Giselle so great. She allows me to be vulnerable sometimes.
The safe space, yeah.
Because there's things that linger in our minds, and if we don't have that space or that moment where we can release... It's just going to eat you up and weigh you down, and then it affects everything around you, right? If I'm, you know, depressed about something, I don't speak about it, you could see other people, like, getting affected by it.
Yeah. And I think that also you kind of touch on this as, like, allowing your partners to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend who's like, if a guy cries in front of me, like, I'm turned off. And I personally, if a guy cries in front of me, I'm like, come to me,
finally, I'm
getting something out of him. So, like, I encourage vulnerability.
No.
I, like, love that.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to cry in front of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
But
you feel like you could if you needed to.
I could,
And that's the thing, I think. So, for girls, too, allowing that space for men, the men in your life, like, don't write them off already just because you think it's unattractive that they're sad. Because society does make that a thing of, like, boys.
It makes you feel better. I mean...
Yeah.
Lord knows all the weights that we have on our back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you allow yourself to release it, you feel so much relief.
Yeah.
And everybody just becomes better because of it.
Totally.
Because now they have an understanding of what, of why you're behaving a certain way this week, or why you're in such a bad mood this day, and then you guys both have an understanding about it. And it just,
again, that's what creates, like,
when you're going through seasons, you're able to manage it better because you understand, oh, okay, well, this is, you know.
Totally.
I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you. That's great. I liked that a lot. A lot of gems dropped today, for sure. Thank you for being here, Angel. Do you want to plug any of your socials?
No.
Oh, he doesn't even want to do it for the clout. So genuine.
I don't even need it. I know she'll tag me.
I will. You'll get all the promotion possible.
For sure.
Thank you so much. Seriously, this was so necessary. It's very healing in many ways. So I hope it is to the listeners as well.
Thank you. It was great talking about it. I feel like I don't really talk about it. You know, unless I'm with my boys, but like I won't go into depth. Like when I'm talking to Alyssa here, I won't go like and say it was like a fairy tale. I wouldn't say that to my boys, no. But
now they're gonna watch it though, so they're gonna know you meant it.
Yeah,
that's well, so funny.
Sorry, boys. we're not like that. We gotta keep it cool, man.
Still gotta be cool, even though you're with your boys. That's so funny. Thank you for being here, Angel.
Of course.
Thank you all for listening. You know the drill. If you can like, comment, subscribe, post, share, reshare, tag, DM, tell your boys, tell your fams, tell your friends. Support and keep encouraging the On to the Next podcast and lifestyle. Thank you for being here, Angel, and I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.